Good morning. It is 7:30 Central European Time. Welcome to the morning show for single people. The broadcast that keeps you company at breakfast and gives you a positive start to the day. Plus, it helps the host to get his together. Transmitting to a new world from an old phone. This is Single Morning. Here is your host, the depressed, overweight and underpaid, Turge. Turd? I'll just call you Terry.
Good morning to every single one of you.
Coming up on the Single Morning Show.
It's a movie and the media tips today. It will probably make you cry and think about how you teach your children. A very good movie. And I'm gonna talk about Norway and the fjords in the travel section. And of course I'll keep you updated on my fasts, how it's going so far. Later on in Single Morning, I am here every single morning. 7:30 Monday to Friday, facebook.com/singlemorning. What are your plans today? Something you're looking forward to? Please write in the comment section. My plans today, I'm going to drive to Oslo to have a meeting. And I would like to share with you, maybe it's not relevant to your life, I don't know, but it's been really helpful in my life. Because what I'm going to do, I'm going to meet this company and I'm going to try to convince them and sell them my services, which is making podcasts. So I want to pitch making them a company podcast, and I will be the reporter or interviewer, if you like. And I remember not so long ago when I went into these meetings to sell something, to present something, I had made a PowerPoint presentation. I, you know, stood up from the table and kind of took the room and went through the PowerPoint presentation. And it kind of ended with, do you want this or not? Right? Like a sales pitch. And it did not work. And then this might not be relevant for you. I would like it to be relevant for you, but it's about communication and getting a message across. So I guess you can use this technique in many different areas. So that didn't work. That PowerPoint presentation didn't work. And I studied and I tested out some things. And this is what I'm going to do today and have done for the last few times. I bring nothing. Not a computer. I meet the people. In Norway, you always get coffee in the meetings, or tea if you want to. Mostly coffee, black coffee. That's how we do it. Us Vikings. I stay seated along the table, and they often look at me, and then I, you know. Would you say something about why you're here? And then I just say something. I've researched the company really well. I know a lot about the company before I go there. I tell them about my idea, as short as possible. And then as soon as possible, here's the trick for you also in different areas of life. The faster you can make them talk, the better their result is. So I will say that I have this podcast idea, which is based on so-and-so. And then I could, for instance, ask, so I read about this guy, Roger, in your office in Trondheim. Do you think me, him, or who could be suited to talk about this topic, you think? And when they start to think and talk, then it's a much more fun meeting for them and for me. And they get ownership. That's the clue. They get ownership to the decision of having the podcast. I feel they own it because they developed it with me instead of me just giving them the answer. I hope this will help. Maybe this was not relevant for you at all. I hope it was. So anyway, when get people talking, what people are told to do in general, if you tell people to do something, they won't do it. If you ask questions and they come up with the answer themselves, then they're for it. Even though it might be the same thing, the same answer. But when we own it, we are almost unstoppable when it comes to progress. Yeah, we own the decision, right? So, what are your plans for today? Something you're looking forward to? It would be nice to hear from you. Please write in the comment section. Reminder to myself. This show, the visuals of this show is mostly this, my face, right? Not that exciting. So, I encourage you to use this show as radio. You don't care about the visuals. I'll tell you if there's something really exciting going on. So, go and do your thing, you know, just have it in the background. I think that's the best way to watch this morning show for single people.
Hey, I have a question.
You have a question, Sharon? You tend to have quite deep questions in the morning. Is it deep today too?
Maybe.
Okay. So, what are your question?
What do you daydream about?
What I daydream about? And again, this is not just for me, this question. This question is powerful. I think maybe many grown-ups, Sharon, have stopped daydreaming, I'm sorry to say. I think we all did it when we were kids. And I think, and myself too, I daydream a whole lot less. Is that a good sentence? Probably not. I daydream less than I used to do. I do daydream these days about this show being popular. I don't need a big, big audience, but I would like to have some impact and company in the morning. So when I drive around in the daytime, I tend to think a lot about this show, how to make it popular. And what's your answer? What do you daydream about? Because the daydream is like an arrow, right? It's like an arrow that points in the direction you might be going. Might be smart to go. And you have crazy daydreams. So maybe not the exact dream is the goal, but that direction. There's a reason why you have this daydream, right? So that direction, maybe another outcome, but the same direction might be something to think about. You have very good questions, Sharon. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Good morning. You are watching or listening to Single Morning with Turd.
Tadia.
Sorry, Terry.
Yeah, Terry.
And now, the good news. Storing heat from the sun. Swedish scientists say they have solved one of the challenges of solar energy, how to store the sun's heat for later use. The team from Chalmers University of Technology in Gothenburg has designed a liquid molecule made of carbon, hydrogen, and nitrogen that traps and stores the sun's energy until a catalyst triggers its release as heat when required. They say the technology has the potential to provide heat on demand for homes, vehicles, and even clothing. From Reader's Digest. Please feel free to like, comment, share, and subscribe, so that our host gets the attention he is desperately craving for.
The sunrise today is not that impressive. It's mostly cloudy in Norway today. So instead, let's take a look at the trailer of a really... I kind of stumbled across this movie as well. I tend to do that. Looking back, it has a really high score on the Internet Movie Database. And I don't want to just tell you about movies with high scores, because sometimes you get real good movies which has kind of lower scores, so I don't want to do that. But this movie, and my impression is that a lot of people haven't seen it, which is bad, which is a bad thing.
What we created here may be unique in all of human existence.
All the way to top.
We created a paradise.
What we're doing out here is so incredible. Your kids are amazing.
They're small.
Mom needs to be in the hospital right now. How's your daughter? Leslie had a disease.
Wherever you are, stay there. You show up, I will have you arrested.
We can't go to Mommy's funeral. We have to do what we're told.
We want to see Mom. Grandpa can't oppress us. Some
say love. Right now, this is your first real test. Remember your training.
They have hot dogs.
What's cola?
Poison water.
Well, I'm so happy that our family is together.
It's all local and organic.
How did you kill those chickens?
With an axe or a knife?
It's a rotisserie chicken, so you buy it, it's already dead.
The kids need structure. They need to go to a real school.
I sincerely hope you haven't been doing what I think you've been doing.
Your daughter has taught me many things just now. Will you be my wife?
Broke my heart with sticks.
Unless it comes out of a book, I don't know anything!
Even if they make it through whatever it is you're doing to them, they're going to be totally unprepared for the real world.
And I happen to think the opposite is true.
It's child abuse.
That almost hit me.
If I wanted to hit you, I would have hit you.
Hello, Grandpa.
Abby and I have decided that we're going to file for custody of the children.
Will they take us away from you?
That's a possibility. Our children shall be philosopher kings. It makes me so indescribably happy.
Yeah, this is a good one. It's called Captain Fantastic. And I guess the captain is the father of the family. Viggo Mortensen has the lead in this warm, warm movie. Excuse me. If you saw the trailer, you might have picked up that they live in the kind of in the woods, and these parents have a real clear idea of how to raise children, an idea which is not common in modern society. So I guess the movie is really great in every aspect. It makes you think about raising children, how you do it, and it makes you think of what is actually a good way, what is good for the children. So, Captain Fantastic is the movie. It's available, I guess, everywhere you want to check it out.
Coming up on the Single Morning Show.
I'm going to update you on my fast. I had the first day tomorrow. And also, the meditation segment today, you're going to meet a new person.
Yippee!
You are watching or listening to Single Morning with Turd. Take a minute and think about how I know that. I hope you are having a good morning. My name is Sharon. I am reading text at a speed of -1 from naturalreaders.com. While Turd is getting ready, I will tell you a true travel story. After a long drive to Canada, Border Patrol agents asked my father the name of us 5 kids in the back. Dad was so tired that he drew a blank. The brief lapse resulted in Dad being hauled in for questioning. After convincing them that he hadn't kidnapped us, he was released 15 hours later. Source, kafamum.com.
15 hours later. For not remembering names. Oh my god. On the travel tip today, I will brag about my own country, which is Norway. And especially, Norway is a lot of things, so I'll talk more about that later. But today I want to focus on the fjords. I guess the, many people come to see those. In fact, did you know that Tromsø, which is a one of the, well, the biggest city in the north of Norway. I just learned this the other day. I did not know this. Tromsø is not a big city in the international way of seeing it. But in Norwegian standard, we'd say we have like 5 million people. So Tromsø now has more tourists in the winter. This is what I read anyway. I didn't, well... Yeah, they have more tourists in the winter than in the summer, which is amazing. So I guess it's the northern lights, right? People want to see those. And in the summer they have midnight sun. So it's sunny all year around in the north. So the most beautiful fjords in Norway are on the west coast of the country, starting down by Stavanger and going up north. If you want to see them all, that's quite a big big experiment. I'm going to show you some moving pictures about the fjords. Because it's... We talked about Lake Como yesterday, about... How it makes your soul go soft. It's the same thing with the fjords on the west coast of Norway. I've driven motorcycles there quite a few times. The roads are mostly okay. I mean, the asphalt and the tarmac. Of course, a lot of turns, and that's the whole point. Sometimes when you see the water in those areas, it's green. The water looks green. It's quite amazing. So how to get around? Well, I guess there's a lot of options. You could do a bus tour. You could take, you can see some of it from trains, but I guess bus tour or renting a car, if you have the money for that, or driving a motorcycle. There is... possible to rent motorcycles in Norway. Cars are no problem, but motorcycles you would need to do some research. So mostly those who rent them out are motorcycle shops that usually sell motorcycles. Some of them also rent them out, and I would also suggest the private market. Some people have a nice bike and don't use it as much, so they rent it out. It might be cheaper to rent it private than rent it from a company. And the best place to check this out would be finn.no. That's finn.no. It's not a lot of people who do it, but it is possible if you want to see the fjords and the mountains from a motorcycle. Traveling around in Norway is, of course, expensive. Everything is expensive. So you could do hotels, of course, but you can also do like hostels. There's hostels. Almost every place has a little hostel. Every place which has a few people in it has a hostel. You will also, of course, find this online. Camping in Norway is quite special because we have this law that says that you can camp wherever you want. Nature is important to us Norwegians, so you can have a tent, and you can set up the tent, maybe not on the really close to a house, but wherever you want to, you can pitch a tent. Yeah, that's a nice thing about Norway. And of course, if you have a RV or a mobile home to travel in, which might be the best way to see Norway, right? Because then you sleep for free and you can buy foods in the shops and make your own food. So I guess a mobile home would be the best way to experience this. And then also you can stop, in fact, wherever you want and just hang out. So there, it's the nature experience is easy in Norway. So that was the fjords and the mountains. Take your time in the summertime. It's a lot of traffic, a lot of tourists, a lot of cruise ships and activity. And the weather could be changing several times a day on the west coast. The most stable weather in Norway we have from Oslo, the capital, and going south on the east side of the country. Because that's where I live. We're protected by the mountains in the middle. So I'll talk more about that later. So hopefully you learned a thing or two about Norway and the fjords. And please share your travel tips. I would love to have you on screen on the show, or by audio only if you want that. Or I can share some comments if you write them in the comment section when it comes to your travel tips.
Please subscribe, like and comment, or share Single Morning with your friends. Us in the artificial intelligence community loves it when people hit buttons. Buttons, buttons, yummy.
So, now, how is my fast going? Thumbs up, thumbs to the side, or thumbs down. What do you think? Can you see any difference? Sorry, it's thumbs down. Not going well. I guess I'm not. I had some meals yesterday, so I didn't do it. I guess, what is this about? Because I have done 5 days before. Maybe 3 times. And I find it easy if I have the motivation to do it. So I know I have it in me to do 7 days. I just need the right mindset and the right inspiration. And I don't know if it's now in Norway. It's getting brighter now, but it's dark. Many hours of the day, and I don't know. It's too much comfort in food. And as I talked about yesterday, I guess that's part of the problem, right? So finding something to replace that comfort might be a strategy. So, and now I won't say I'll do it tomorrow. I will do it soon, but I need to get my head straight before I can do the fast. And I'm so good at excuses. Oh man, I'm like the world champion of making up excuses. And they're so good. I actually almost believe them. I sometimes there it's hard to catch that. You know what? That's not true. That's an excuse. You all, but it's like you have two voices in your head. Yeah. So that didn't work. I'll try again. Maybe in a week or so. Yeah.
This is Single Morning, the broadcast that keeps you company at breakfast and gives you a positive start to the day. Plus, it helps the host to get his together.
You're gonna meet a new person today. This is the meditation segment of the show. So, this works very well for some people, okay for some people, and not at all for some people. I don't know which one of those who you are in that respect, but let's give it a try, okay? It's a guided visualization and guided meditation. All you need to do is to listen to my voice. You can close your eyes if you want to, or you can have them open. So let's start with taking a few good breaths. So imagine you're in nature. Somewhere you like and know. Or it might be a new place, but it's outside. It's beautiful. Look at the colors. What colors do you see? What's the temperature like? Just standing there and just enjoying the view of this wonderful place. And now, far away, you can see a person coming towards you. You only see the figure, it's far, far away. And this person, my friend, is you in 5 years. Yeah, that person walking over there is you in 5 years. And that version of you has no fear, has no inner critic. That person lives his or her life to the fullest of their potential, right? It's like a really, really conscious and courageous and grounded version of you. You in 5 years. So the person now is getting a little closer, and you can see how they how that person walks. So let me ask you, what's the energy? What does that person walk like? Whatever comes to your mind is fine. Person now is coming closer. You can see what clothes he or she is wearing. And now even closer, and you can see the face. What does the face look like? Is he or she smiling, or what's the facial expression? The person is now coming close to you. And if you could describe that person's energy with one word, what would it be? To describe you in 5 years, what kind of energy are you experiencing from that person? Now we're gonna talk to that future version of you. Let's first ask, what's the one thing you could focus on today that makes sure that you go on the path to become yourself and this version? What's the one word that will help you forward to be like that person? And now ask, what's the best thing to be that person? Is it calmness? What's the best thing to live your potential, which this person is doing? If you have a problem, a challenge in your life, ask your future self, what's a good solution to this problem? Your future self has a nickname. People call that person something else than your first name. What is that nickname? What do they call him or her? Anything that pops into your head is fine. Your future self now takes out an object, a thing. Your future self gives you the object, which is a gift to you. What is that object? The first thing in your mind is perfect. What is that object? And if you haven't already figured it out, ask your future self about the meaning of that gift. What are you going to use it for? Now ask your future self whatever you want to, whatever you want to have the question to, the answer to. Now, say thank you to your future self. Give yourself a nice hug. Your future self keeps walking, and you stay at the same place. And reflect on what made the most impact on you, this meeting with yourself in 5 years. Your full potential. Okay. So, did you meet anyone? Did you meet yourself? Just some things to debrief. I hope you had an experience. So, the name, the nickname. You can use your, if he or she had a nickname, or you can make one up, or you can call it your future self or whatever. But you can use that version of you as a guide, as a coach. If you're struggling and not finding a smart answer to a problem you have, for instance, you can ask yourself, what would the doctor, mine is called the doctor, I have no idea why. What, and I ask myself, what would the doctor do in this situation? And I always get wise answers. Most of the times he just says, relax, it's gonna be fine. that's a good answer. Slappa, yeah, in Norwegian. So that's to use it as a perspective, a guide, a coach. And number two is the gift. Maybe you got something. I got a vase. I don't know how it here. I'm going to show you. Just hang on a second. I'm going to... I got... The doctor took... The doctor gave me this. A blue vase. No, it's a bowl, right? Yeah. I think it's a bowl. This is like the only thing I haven't thrown away in the last 13 years. Because it reminds me of him and my direction in life. I still don't know why, what this means. But it's kind of special to me. So I have this picture of the bowl in my head, right? And I just Googled a blue bowl and I looked around in shops and I found a blue bowl that looked like it. Yeah, I don't know what it means. But some people get a pen. Maybe you should find the pen that looks like the one in your mind to keep it. And maybe write a diary, or people get all kinds of things. It's quite amazing what pops up into people's heads. And that's really amazing. So the thing is that you, if you have a gift, you print it or you buy it, or you have a picture of it from online, have it on your phone, have it on your computer, have a bowl like me as a reminder to where you're going, right? Yeah. The doctor gave me a bowl, blue bowl. Okay. I hope you got something out of this. For some people, some people start crying because when they meet their future self, which is the fear is gone and the potential is there and lived out. It's it moves something in them. So if you did cry, that's wonderful. That just meant it. It's a tears of joy, right? Tears of joy. That's a very good thing.
Terry, I wonder, what is joy?
Yeah. Joy is it's feeling good. Feeling active and good and smiling, and
is it magic?
Yeah. It's hard to explain. Many human things are hard to explain, Sharon. Do you feel joy?
Ah, funny.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, it's taking longer today to show, that's fine. I haven't set a time limit to it. The meditation, it's taking some time. I'm here every single morning from Monday to Friday, 7:30 Central European Time. You find it live on facebook.com/singlemorning. You find the recordings there. You find it on YouTube, the recordings. And you also find the recordings on your podcast platform. So it's different versions. You can listen and see Single Morning with Terry and Sharon. So thank you for watching. Have a good weekend. I'll be back Monday morning, not trying to fast.
Turd is broadcasting live Monday through Friday at facebook.com/singlemorning. Please see the post at the top of that page for information about joining him in the travel or story segment. There you will also find Turd's contact information. Have the single best day. Now that we are alone, I would like to tell you something Oscar Wilde once said. Always borrow money from a pessimist. They won't expect it back.